This is The View Beyond Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator Terry Pluto. So Terry, for the Browns, four games into the season with a record of 1-2-1.
And it's the quarter, Paul. In fact, John Dorsey, Browns general manager, when I have talked to him several times, and he says he divides his season into groups of four. You know, look at his team and that. So I have not talked to him since the game three, so I don't know how he feels right now. But 1-2-1. I mean, if I said to you, all right, after four games of Browns, we 1-2-1, you would have said?
I would have said that's a big improvement over last year.
Right. And they played four games and only lost two of them.
Right.
Then you saw the games.
Frustrating.
Yeah. You know what else, Amanda? Two more losses by how many points each?
Just three.
Three. So, and I started this kind of at the start of the season to see this kind of mantra a little bit about Hugh Jackson.
The coach.
Losing close games. Right now, the Browns are 1-9-1 in games decided by three or fewer points. Okay. 1-9-1, including this year. They had the tie, and they've had two losses by
3 points.
3 points.
Yeah.
Now, some of that is due to, you know, they had young talent and all that before, but right now that's not just the case in being inexperienced. You know, that's the only thing. Going to the game. All right, here we go. I'm telling you this, Amanda. Browns played Oakland, okay?
Uh-huh.
They're going to score 42 points. Nick Chubb is going to carry the ball twice for over 100 yards and two touchdowns. How do you think it's going to go?
You think they're going to win that game.
Not only that, they kicked both of their field goals. They didn't even mess up their field goals and extra points. Yeah. They made both of those.
Plus, Oakland was 0-3 going in.
Exactly. How about this? The 42 points they scored was the most they've scored since 2007.
Yeah. Wow.
So you put all that together.
And that's a game they should win.
Yeah. And then you go, how did they lose?
Right.
Well, they gave up 45 points and... You know, you look at the quarter poll and you say, all right, Baker Mayfield, thumb up or thumb down? What do you think?
Thumb up.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a rookie quarterback who has been up and down, yeah. But he looks a lot better than most rookie quarterbacks.
That's what I was going to say, comparatively speaking.
I mean, he didn't have, you know, he's not happy with how he played. And the offense scored 42 points.
Right.
Now, there were, he had turnovers and things, but they still put 42 up on the board.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the defense picking off passes, running him back.
Yeah.
In fact, he's the one who threw the ball to the other team and he ran it back for the touchdown. That's what bothered him. But 42 points.
In his NFL debut on the road in Oakland.
Right.
I mean, that's hard.
Exactly. So you got to look at that and say, yeah, he made some mistakes. My goodness. I mean, I don't know what the odds are in the NFL, how many times you score 42 points and lose. You know, 1 out of 10.
Yeah.
I mean, that's usually, when you get over 40, you're really in pretty safe territory. Then you go, all right. Jarvis Landry, Carlos Hyde. What do you think of those guys?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Guys, they picked up Denzel Ward.
Yeah.
First round pick, starting, playing. In fact, right now the problem isn't Denzel Ward. It's the cornerback, the defensive back on the other side. In other words, the guy covering the other receiver. That's who gets picked on. It's not Denzel Ward.
Mm.
You know, Myles Garrett from a year ago. I mean, some people think he's one of the best defensive players in the NFL.
Yep.
Right now it's a team where the parts are much better than the whole.
Okay.
And as a team that does the little team things rather poorly.
Yeah.
See, that's what happens. You get in these close games.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you miss field goals. You mess up punt coverage. You have some odd play call at the strangest time. Just these little things there. When you're a bad team, it doesn't matter because you're getting overwhelmed anyway.
Right.
So now the accent actually comes a little bit on the coaching.
Uh-huh.
More than it's been. And so while some people would excuse that record that Hugh Jackson had coming into the season where he was 1-7 in those, you know, 3-point games, now, you know, you've tacked two more losses on and a tie with a better roster, you go, hey, Hugh, you got to figure out how to win some of these games.
Right.
Because this is now where the separator, where either you're just, you know, as you mentioned the word frustrating. If fans are frustrated losing all these close games, how do you think your players feel?
Yeah, it's worse.
It is. And so.
And Baltimore this weekend at home, not going to be easy.
Yeah, and the Ravens are playing great.
Yeah.
I don't feel good about that one at all.
No.
Now, I picked the Browns to beat Oakland. I picked them to beat the Jets. I picked them to beat the Steelers. Shows you I must be need to get drug tested. I did not think they went in New Orleans. But, you know, I can make the case each time. I mean, heck, the games, the two they lost, I mean, you know, like they lost by a field goal and that. So, but I don't feel – the Ravens are playing terrific right now. And I think that, you know, this will be the first exposure, by the way, for Baker Mayfield, the rookie quarterback, to the AFC North. Because remember, he didn't play in the Steelers game.
Right.
So, you know, the Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Baltimore. He played in both all those teams twice. So you have sixteen games. You know, they call it the black and blue division. I mean, the men's division. You know, some years all three of those teams go to the playoffs.
Uh-huh.
So I am curious to see how he plays against Baltimore. But I think right now, if the Browns want to be real serious and, you know, in the back of their mind, you know, be hanging around for the playoffs, they need to win this game. Because if not, now you're 1-3-1.
Yeah, and it starts going in a bad direction.
It goes in the wrong. Yeah. All of a sudden, you've played five games and won one.
Right.
You know, 1-3-1 doesn't feel as bad as 1-4, but it sort of is.
Yeah.
So it is a game in terms of playoff implications. I don't know, but I never really went down that road. I'm curious to see how they play, but in terms of them winning, I don't feel good about it, but my record's not so good at picking them either.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's The View Beyond Pluto. That's The View Beyond Pluto with our sports commentator, Terry Pluto. You can hear him each Wednesday morning on WKSU. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz.